Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey!
Private parties.
What's going on? Welcome back for another bonus episode on a... it's a cloudy day in Dallas.
It's a snowy day in London.
Is it snowy?
Yeah, it was snowing. Full on snow, buddy.
Really?
Like yeah. Blizzard.
Have you been out in it?
I was out in it, walking around with a snowy... Thought about doing a snow angel.
How is it now walking around in the snow in London? Is it busy in London at the moment or?
It's not that busy. I don't really notice.
Yeah.
It's sort of just snowy.
Yeah.
But it was like real snowy earlier. Like really? It was like blizzardy. Yeah, blizzardy.
Are there many cars on the road or is it like? Is it like locked down?
What do you think? Is it like? What do you think? It's like post-apocalyptic. Yeah.
No. But
a couple of cars.
No. But what I remember during lockdown, I remember driving through Soho, and it was just so dead. It was like.
I haven't been back to Soho. I haven't been back to Soho.
It was weird because you know how Call of Duty had that. That part set in Piccadilly, that map in Piccadilly. I don't know if you played that. And. I remember thinking, wow, so maybe it's going to eventually turn out like this.
What, people going around shooting each other in Piccadilly?
No, like, you know.
Loads of buses in the
way. Loads of buses. I don't know, just stopped like but no, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Tell you what would be really annoying is if you had paid to be in the Piccadilly TV for an advertising slot and then there was nobody like, hey, look,
yeah,
it's me on the big screen.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you could probably get it really cheap now.
Yeah, because no one's there.
You could do a Candy Kittens like right on the.
Hey, it's me on the big board. Everyone, check it out.
But just for the photo op, for like 30 seconds to get the shot, and then.
How narcissistic do you have to be to pay for a 30-second slot just so you can take a photo?
Yeah.
Oh shit! Missed it.
Yeah, but also you might as well just Photoshop it. Easier.
Hey, all you private partners, welcome back to another bonus episode. Now, before we kick things off, we want to mention that
what are we doing?
We're doing
I don't want to say that we're doing God's work, but we're actually raising money for a good cause.
We're doing a live show. Now, we've spoken about this before. We're doing a live show on Valentine's Day at 7 p.m., 14th of February. So
I think it's 1 p.m. Dallas time, in case...
case you were in Dallas.
Do you know, anyway, you know, we've got loads of followers in America. I keep getting messages from people in America.
Well, there we go. So hey, listen, all you American fans out there, make sure the time difference is right. But we've got our live show. Tickets are on sale via our Instagram pages. So if you go to them and click on the link, go to Private Podcast, and you can find it there. And what's great about it, we're doing a live show.
Whatever you can afford.
That's the thing. The funny thing about it is whatever you can afford, right? So you can donate 0 pence or 2 pence or 5 pounds.
No, I think you have to donate at least one pence.
You don't have to donate anything, I don't think. I don't.
No, you have to donate 1 pence at least.
Okay, you have to donate 1 pence at least.
But please do more than that, because that,
yeah,
it's a real slap in the face. but you know what's funny? It's like, you know how some people, like, really, they're very quietly, like, you know, they go and give some money to charity, or, you know, make an anonymous donation. We're like the opposite of that, because we're doing it on a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we're really loud.
We're like, hey.
Hey, we're raising money over here.
We're raising money for charity, and telling, you know.
Yeah, on a GoFundMe page where it says anonymous, I'm always like, hell no, why would I make it anonymous?
Have you ever given an anonymous GoFundMe?
Yeah, I have before. I have done that before.
Really?
Yeah. Also, the announcement that we want to make for our Valentine's Day show, we said we're going to have a live guest, and we can announce today, which is very exciting, that our live guest is Kagi Dunlop.
Hey, but no, it's a surprise.
Okay, it's a surprise, but we're announcing it today. So if you want to go and get your tickets, all you've got to do is head to our Instagram page, Private Podcast, head to Minor Francis, click on the link, and you can go and get your tickets. But also, we're doing this giveaway, which is really exciting. All you have to do to win the limited edition prize, share the post to your stories and tag Private Podcast for a chance to win a Valentine's Day gift from us. Super simple, so just share it.
Is it a mug?
It's a Valentine's Day gift. It's going to be super exciting. So go and do that. Tag us, have fun. Very exciting, we get to see you on the 14th of Feb, 7 p.m. I'm excited for that. Do you know what I remembered the other day, by the way?
What did you remember?
So we were just talking about friends and all these different things, and like how we haven't been for dinner for so long with lots of different people, and Sophie was reminding me, I met Sophie's best friend, right, once. I met her loads of times, but I met her, one of the first times I met her, we went to dinner together. Me, her boyfriend wasn't there at the time, but her boyfriend was coming. And a while ago, when Sophie and I were sort of first dating. Anyway, we were sitting in the restaurant, and I was trying to sell my flat. And I got up on my phone. She was like, oh my God, like, because she sells houses and stuff like that. And she was like, well, let me see the flat. Let me see if I can help out and things like that. So I gave her my phone, and Sophie and them were looking at each other, and they were flicking through the house. And she flicked across on the internet, and it came up, the next slide was porn.
And what, her mum?
No, it wasn't her mum. It was her. She had flicked across, and it somehow on my phone flicked to porn. I don't know who'd been watching.
How does it flick? Which porn?
It wasn't even porn. It was just loads of people shaking their butts. That's what it was. It's shaking their butts.
Wait, people?
Yeah, people. It was people.
Men and women shaking their butts.
I think it was mainly women. Anyway, it was very embarrassing.
I don't think that's porn.
What is that then?
Isn't that twerking?
Yeah, it was twerking. It was like twerking. That's what it was.
Is that you into twerking?
I don't know. Maybe I'm into twerking. Have you ever tried to twerk?
No, but I bet you have.
I haven't done it yet. But talking of twerking, we do have Valentine's Day
down
coming.
At the what's it called?
What, the Racy Club?
The Shadow Lounge.
Is that some strip club? Shadow Lounge.
Don't play coy, Jamie. it's the gay club in Soho.
Listen, do you think, hey, Valentine's Day is coming up, right? Are you one of those people to go and get gifts and stuff for Zoe? Would you go and get some fun gifts and things like that?
No.
You wouldn't do it?
I'm not buying into some, well, maybe, but it's a surprise.
Yeah, of course it's a surprise. But this is the thing. I think, so with Sophie, I was talking to her about it. She was like, oh, I don't want a Valentine's Day gift. I don't want this. I don't want that. And then she was literally like, today, she's like, I don't want. But remember last year, you didn't even get me a card. And I'm like, well, what the hell is that about? Like, do you want one or
yeah,
do you
no,
not
they,
want
they
one?
Pretend like they don't want it, but then if you don't get it, then they hold it against you. That's the.
They do hold it against you, don't they?
That's why you've got to do the bare minimum.
What do you mean, do the bare minimum, so when you do something nice, it's a real, like, surprise? It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, you got to do the bare minimum so that each year you can slowly, incrementally make it better, so it's always better. Because if you go all out the first Valentine's Day...
Well, what would be going all out on the first Valentine's Day?
I don't know, a car?
Well, if you bought your partner a car on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I mean, that would be... How would you... Well, then what then what next? You know, a boat?
Just buying them loads of vehicles. Next, I'm just going to buy you a van. I'm going to get you this wicked van, and you should drive around in that. I just think it's
bought
hard.
You a lorry.
Bought you a lorry. That's the thing with lorries, I always think, right? When do you decide, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go and get my lorry license. That's what I'm going to do. When do you...
No, but I actually very nearly did my lorry license.
Why would you do your lorry license? For what reason?
To drive a horse trailer for Polo. But I didn't actually end up doing it.
You don't need a lorry license to drive a...
Yeah, you do.
A lorry license?
You need a lorry license to drive an articulated vehicle.
So you didn't end up doing it?
No, I didn't do it, but I was going to do it.
Can I just say, so Valentine's Day, right?
Okay. So then let's face it, I could have then become a lorry driver.
Yeah, I always think, listen, I'm going to give it out to lorry drivers. I think it's, especially in America, I think it's a pretty sweet-ass job. You get to drive
around.
Well,
they keep the country, they keep the country moving. Imagine if all the goods stopped being delivered.
Yeah, I think. Listen, I'm a big lover of lorry drivers. I think.
We know about that at those truck stops. Dirty bastard. It's disgusting.
I don't think that's true. How truck drivers or lorry drivers supposedly go and stop off and sleep with
dogging.
You. They don't do dogging. I don't think dogging's a thing either. I actually just don't believe...
What do you mean? Dogging is a thing.
Yeah, go on. Scream about it, baby. There we go. Dogging is a thing.
Dogging is... Jamie, you also know that dogging is a thing. Have you not seen that documentary?
About dogging? No, what happens?
Yes.
What happens? Tell me about it.
Well, they go and interview doggers.
What is the theory and the fantasy around dogging? Why do people like it?
Well, I guess it's like... I guess they like the novelty of it. You know, they never know who they're gonna. You said that you liked the idea of other men having sex with your girlfriend, right?
So that was my Valentine's Day present.
Yeah.
Do you mind if this Doggy. Valentine's Day you just you're basically saying I'm a voyeur?
What? No, you like you like to be humiliated.
What is that? In what way?
Like... By women. So like you like some really, really buff dude to have sex with your girlfriend in front of you.
Why would that humiliate me?
What? Why wouldn't it humiliate
you? Yeah. I'd just be looking at him saying, so what?
That's not humiliating.
Yeah. So what? I don't care. Yeah. So what? Who cares?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact... You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No, I just don't
understand. Look how comfortable I am with this.
I just don't understand the sort of idea, sort of the fun behind dogging. I just don't get it. I don't know why people want to do it. Why would you want to drive to a car park in the middle of nowhere, or wood, or whatever it is, in the middle of nowhere, and sleep with a complete stranger? I don't even know how we got onto this topic. All I was trying to say is Valentine's Day is around the corner. A lot of people are, firstly, they're going to be watching our show, but a lot of people, there's a pressure on Valentine's Day to, you know, buy a gift and have sex. And
I thought you were going to say buy a gun.
There's a lot of pressure to buy a gun. But there is, right? You're like meant to have like this big romantic day. And
what are you going to do?
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to save it because...
Are the hotels open?
Why would I go to a hotel? Why would I go to a hotel? Hey, listen, I rent us a room for the night. You want to come?
No, I'm not. You could go away to a nice hotel or something.
What, around the corner? Let's go to...
No, you're not allowed to leave London.
No, I don't think you're allowed. You can't leave at tier 3 or tier 4, whatever.
Why do you go to the Maldives or something?
I can't leave. I can't go. I'd love to go there. Jealous of all the people who are there, yeah. But why would I go and spend money on a hotel room? Because hotel rooms used to be exciting, right? This is what I think. Hotel rooms used to be exciting because it was like a day out and stuff like that. I understand if you have kids and stuff, it's great.
And then they all closed down.
No. But now...
So you had to break in.
But also now, your room is like your hotel because you can watch movies, you can have popcorn, you can order delivery, which is basically room service. Like, it's basically all the same. And it's in your own home. It's nicer. Whereas before, you couldn't do that. Now you can do it. The future is now, Francis.
Yeah, but there's something nice about going to a hotel, making a mess, and then leaving. Not having to clean it up.
You sound like you're some sort of rock star. What do you mean, making a mess?
No, you know what I mean.
There's something cool about going to a hotel, making a mess, and just leaving them with the mess.
There's something cool about going and making a mess, throwing a TV out the window, and then leaving.
Like you're some rock star.
Do you leave a tip for the maid at your hotel?
I don't. It's like I'm staying in hotels regularly. I don't just charge around different hotels. Also, it sounds so seedy for Valentine's Day. Why don't you just go and rent a room? Just go and rent a nice room
on the beach.
Go all the way to Brighton Beach and then.
Yeah, that could be nice.
But why would I do that? Why would I drive all the way to Brighton?
But apparently, it also, what's it called? Margate is very nice.
Yeah, Margate is.
Is it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I've never been.
I don't know where Margate is. I don't know where Margate is.
It's in Kent.
I don't know where that is. I just think Valentine's Day is a lot of pressure. That's all I think. And I feel like, because, listen, you and I have been doing this podcast for 4 years now. There's a part of me which thinks you should get me a Valentine's Day gift because it would cheer me up.
Well, that's not what Valentine's Day is all about.
It is about gifts. It's about gifts and giving.
No, that's Christmas.
Okay, well, what's Valentine's Day? Valentine's Day is about love? Yeah, about love. You should show your love to me.
It's about St. Valentine. It's about it's his day.
Okay, and who was St. Valentine?
Well, he was just a very... he was a Lothario.
Yeah.
He's a ladies man.
Okay, talk to me more.
I don't really know much about him, but I just assume.
I don't think St. Valentine was a Lothario. I think he was like the god of love or something. Not a Lothario, he didn't go around.
St. Valentine. St. Valentine of Rome was widely recognized as the third Roman saint, commemorated on February the 14th. He had been associated with a tradition of courtly love.
He was associated with Courtney Love.
He was associated with Courtney Love for some reason.
Courtney Love would be a great guest on this
Courtney
podcast.
Courtney Love began in ducal and princely courts of Aquitaine, Provence, Champagne, and Ducal Burgundy.
Hey, there we go. Listen, we're full of knowledge here. Hey, I just want to say to all you private potters, if you are lonely on Valentine's Day, don't worry, because you can go and watch our live
show.
He
was martyred.
Okay, great. Listen, why don't you send a lovely message to all the private potters who are listening now about just love and Valentine's Day and just give them some real love right now? Why don't you do that?
Do you know I'm descended from a saint?
Yeah? I didn't know that. Saint who?
Saint Adrian Fortescue.
Saint Adrian Fortescue, that big old saint. What does Saint Adrian Fortescue do?
He's the patron saint of the Order of Malta.
I can see you're Googling it now. You're Googling it now to give an explanation to who the saint is. That's what you're doing.
He was a courtier at the court of King Henry VIII.
All right. Well.
But he's executed as a martyr, a Catholic martyr. So, yeah, I descended Sir Adrian Fortescue.
Well, listen, all you private parties.
He's not really a saint, but he's a martyr.
Okay. Well, listen, to all you lovely people, we want to hear from you as well, your stories and all your different stuff. So if you can send us some stories, some comments, anything at all to our email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com. We'd love to hear your stories and your thoughts on the podcast. Anything at all. Isn't that right, Francis?
Pretty much anything at all.
Pretty much anything at all we'd like to hear from you. We'd love to.
We don't want any criticism.
No, we don't want any criticism, that's true. No criticism.
Actually, you know we've got a perfect 5-star rating.
No, we're 4.5 at the moment. Yeah, but that's because...
Wait, what are the bad ratings?
I don't know, we sometimes get some bad ratings, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't
Fuck
matter
em.
A bit. Yeah. Fuck it. We don't care.
Fuck it.
Hey, Private Potters, listen, we're going to be back for you on Friday for an episode with one of our lovely guests. It's a great episode. I can't wait for this
Surprise guest.
Remember to go and get your tickets. Go and click the link in our bios. Go but and join us on Valentine's Day.
It rhymes with Aggie.
No, that's the surprise guest on our live show, not this Friday.
Okay.
I'll just tell you, it's going to be Oti.
Oti Mabuse.
Oti Mabuse's coming at us this Friday. One of our guests.
It's a great episode. That's a great episode.
Yeah. So get ready to tune in on Friday. Hey, Frankie.
All right. Take care.
See you, Frankie. See you later, buddy.
See you later.
Oh.
When are you coming to Dallas?
Well, I don't know, man. We can't just have it. Listen, do you know what I love? My favorite thing about your
podcast. Do you know if I come back to London, I have to go into a quarantine?
Yeah, I know that. The favorite thing about podcasts.
And pay at a hotel.
Yeah, that's true. My favorite thing about the podcast is when we nearly finish, you then start a new conversation.
Yeah. Or maybe, I don't know if Dallas is on the red list.
All right, Private Parties, we're going to see you on Friday. Have fun.
Which ones are on the red list?
There he is again. Say goodbye, Francis.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.